Don't you think that line is a little dramatic?
But the way it's said, you've got to imagine it's like no affect. I mean, absolute zero.
I still think it's kind of sentimental.
Aren't you projecting?
No, because it relies on the repression of emotions for its emotional charge, smuggling in sentimentality as disavowal.
Maybe you're right. We can leave some things unsaid.
They're twins. I think the audience assumes they're telepathic anyway.
But the audience is not telepathic.
I hate writing for twins. It's a cheap way to externalize the inner monologue.
What's wrong with that?
It performs thought so that the audience doesn't have to.
People watch our show on 1.5 speed. In any case, they're not even really twins. It's just Lindsay playing both roles.
A reverse Olsen twins.
No telepathy. Just a body double and a green screen.
Hey, have you noticed?
Yes.
Yeah, the studio audience?
Of course. Wait, what are you talking about?
Never mind.
Where were we?
The twins are both in frame. They're putting together two halves of a torn photograph. And she says,
"Why, when I cut myself on the arm, does a wound not open up on yours?"
Cue audience laughter.
And she replies, "When you have a seizure, why do I not convulse in sympathetic imitation? Your surface is a mirror, a reflection which announces that everything I sense behind my eyes is also behind yours. But far from you being my image, I feel I am your growth. A runaway case of endometriosis, given consciousness and language. In your insides, I see my insides."
Wait, wait, wait. I thought that was marked as part of the unspoken dialogue in the script.
At this point, most of the script is unspoken. For every word uttered, three pass in silence. The actors are going to expect, eventually, some lines they can actually say.
Hello?
What now?
There is a bit of a hostage situation.
Is it local or national?
Are we holding the shoot?
No, it's in the studio. Dad has barricaded the doors on the living room set and he's holding the studio audience captive. The energy is great, though.
Is he armed?
No one is really trying to escape. They're just excited to be on camera for this very special episode.
We can work with that.
It's not in the script.
But it's on the news.
Okay. Are the twins part of the hostage situation?
I imagine not. They're shooting with Mom on the bedroom set, which is a different soundstage. Whole other side of the lot.
Why do you think Dad barricaded the doors? It won't keep anyone out. The set literally has no fourth wall.
The entire logic of the historical sitcom is expressed by the position of the front door. It disgorges neighbors and postmen and fathers coming home to the applause of the studio audience. Control of the door is a strategic necessity for the TV family patriarch. It's his primary lever to influence the plot, and he guards it jealously. In countless examples, Dad throws out unwanted invaders, sometimes literally with a good toss, but more often as a symbolic underwriting of his territorial power.
But isn't the domestic house, the middle-class home as public theater for the psycho-cultural imaginary, buried with the rest of the 20th century? It's been fracked into an asset-backed security, subdivided and sub-subleased by the square foot. A German academic is couch-surfing for one episode. The twins' room is an Airbnb in the next. The house itself is semi-sentient, a passive data collector and active domestic abuse tool. Alexa has replaced the family pet.
I'm going to stop you there. We're here to discuss historical sitcom architecture, not hypothetical contemporary sitcom architecture.
Hi, so the situation has resolved. Dad has released the studio audience after several rounds of negotiations with the neighbor. It seems the hostages were peeing in his bushes, which, you know, are plastic.
Are we continuing with taping?
The audience is gone. Studio executive passed out water bottles and souvenir t-shirts on the way out.
Can't we just use a pre-taped audience?
No, everyone's gone. The audience, the crew, the twins, Dad, Mom, the neighbor.
Oh. So, do we keep writing?